Very good. You're already quite silent. Quiet. At least on the outside. That means that they must have done their best to exhaust you. You must have been screaming and jumping and all that, so you can sit a little more quiet now. Satsang is to come back to your self, to come back to the mystery that you are. No, everybody is gone into some idea of who they are. Mental idea. That brings you a lot of problems because you are not in touch with who you really are. So, when you live in the false, then only false city can come out of it. If you live in the real, only the real will come out of it. So, remember, any problem you have, and I mean everything, if you have any problem at all, it comes from this disillusion that you have about yourself and reality. Because in existence, there is no problem. So that is what you have forgotten. You have forgotten that you are a mystery, a living mystery. And that you cannot put into a box, an idea, a thought. So if you are confined to your thinking mechanism that is up there, then you will always be in a square. That's why I say in America they call them square. You become a square. Human beings should not be squares. They should be human beings. So the whole difference is if you are stuck in your head, which everybody is, all education, everything is from the head. Then you're feeding the ego. All society is just feeding the ego. You become somebody. You're struggling to be this and that. You have dreams about the future. Then a lot of tension you put on yourself. You can never relax in the here and now. And life is here and now. So if you're always going to dream of the future, you're always in tension because you don't know and you are striving for something unreal, a dream. That means you live unreal, living in a dream. You are not here and now. And you can only find peace here and now. So this is what I'm trying to remind you of in so many ways. Come back. It's very easy. It's so easy that it's but that I cannot show you. You have to stumble over it. You have to fall into it. It's so ridiculously easy that even if I manage or you manage to fall into it, you won't believe it. Then you will climb out again and think about it. Then you will say, oh, this was a good experience. That was a good memory. You have to accept that it is there always. That mystery is always there, alive in you. It can never be anywhere else because you came from the whole. You go back to the whole. What else can you do? You are just a visitor coming from God, going back to God. Then how can there be any problem then? If there is any problem, leave them to God then. If you take everything on your shoulders, then problem. So I will read you something that my master talked about in the very early days when it was about this kind, many people around him. He talked about the white clouds. And that's what I call this retreat, the way of the white cloud. Because the white cloud, they are very mysterious, and everybody loves the white clouds. And now we are so lucky, we can even fly in an airplane, then everybody becomes like a child. Oh, I want to walk on the clouds. It looks like cotton. You want to jump like that. Very pure, very white. But the white cloud is very mysterious because he's there, and then you say hello to somebody, and then it's gone, dissolved. So where did that cloud come from, and where did it go? This is the question for you also. Where do you come from? Where do you go? That's why the Buddhas have said you are like white clouds. Now maybe you don't realize that. Now you are not the white cloud. Now you are just a brick maybe. But when that brick starts waking up from its brickness, then you start remembering that it's alive. And it's more than alive. So that's a human being can just be a brick, or it can become a white cloud. And then you have black clouds also. And the black clouds, then this everybody is a little bit afraid of. Ooh, black cloud come. Thunder, lightning and rain. So this is the two possibilities for you. Either you can go through life as a black cloud, dark with a lot of lightning inside. Like that. And people are a little afraid of you. Because who knows, maybe a lightning bolt comes out, or maybe a cold shower or hail. They don't know, so they have to keep distance. Ice cold, black cloud. Or you can transform and become a white cloud. But that takes consciousness. Most human beings, they don't use their awareness, they don't use their consciousness. They use just their mental capacity, which is very, very, very narrow. So that's why all the mystics says you have to go beyond your mind. Going beyond your mind, you will start feeling you're losing control. Then, losing control, you will feel fear. Feeling fear, you want to escape. Like many of you already have felt, you're coming here and you want to escape. That's how the mind is, to protect itself. Because it's very hard to look at oneself. And when you come to a mystic, you must be ready to look at yourself, because that's the only way to recognize yourself. You have so many masks, you don't know who you see in the mirror. You have to find a mirror that shows you the original face. Then whatever face is coming up, you think you have to reject it. That's the whole meaning, that you have to trust the master. Otherwise, you will get lost. For a white cloud, there is no borders. There is no countries either. You don't belong to anything. You are free of all that. The man-made laws of ideas, of countries, of religions, of society. All that you are free of. That is a white cloud. And that is my invitation to you, to become white cloud. That's why I put that name on. Osho says, in the past there were always Buddhas, floating white clouds. In the present there are also Buddhas, floating white clouds. In the past there were mad black clouds, filled with will, desires, future, dreaming. They are also there today. With will and desires, you are just like a black cloud, heavy, dark. With no will, no desire, you are like a white cloud, weightless, happy. And the possibility for both these are always open. Remember, the possibility for these two is always open. But if you are not conscious, and if you don't meet a Buddha on the way, maybe you go through your whole life without realizing that these are the two possibilities. Most people are stuck in unconsciousness because they never come across someone who lives in consciousness, in clarity, in awareness. It is up to you whether you allow this let go or not. And remember, it's up to you if you allow this. And Osho doesn't say to do anything. It is allowing. And that allowing is beyond your ego mind. You cannot understand it because you only know about doing. Doing, 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 becoming, becoming, becoming. It is about allowing. And this allowing, if you really take it in, things start relaxing in you. You allow things as they are. You allow yourself to sink in, to relax, to open up, to become present, to feel instead of think, to be instead of do anything. But this allowing is very difficult that it happens if you haven't gone through a kind of process to get there. Because there's such a big gap between doing and non-doing in your mind. And again, that's why all the Buddha said you have to study yourself, you have to know thyself. You have to go into yourself, you have to meditate. You have to become wise. You have to transform the negative into the positive. Because only a mature human being can this allowing happen. Otherwise, the mind always will resist. This let go, this allowing that Osho talks about can only happen when you have felt trust. And trust you can only find if your heart is open, if you have felt love. And very few have felt that love. In fact, most people have only felt the love that they got hurt. They never felt the love that opens them, wide open, that you it frees you. And only that is love that will expand you. That you again start connecting with this is how it is. And it's a deep inner feeling that everybody has in them that yes, this is true. This is how it is. And that understanding is much deeper than your mind. This is the attitude of the devotee. Just surrender, and you are not. You become a white cloud. The master is like a white cloud. Surrendering to the master, you disappear into the white cloud. Between two white clouds, what difference is there? None. That is the invitation of the mystics. To again become a nobody, conscious, free. Once you are fixed for a goal, purpose, destiny, meaning in life, once you have got that madness of reaching somewhere, then all problems arise. And you will be defeated, that is certain. Your defeat is in the very nature of existence itself. Why you will be defeated? Because you are not in tune with existence. You have your own ideas. And when you have your own ideas, you will never win. That's why many times I say, you will never win. Put down your swords. You will never win. Whatever you come up with in your little petite mind, you will never win. If you see this, you can wake up now, in this moment. Otherwise, just go around and bark for a while more. Woof, woof, woof. Hopefully one day you will be quiet. Your defeat will be certain. Your defeat is in the very nature of existence itself. The only way to win this battle is to surrender to existence, to become one of existence, be part. And then you don't even feel you're one because existence is like it always has been. Then you go beyond winning and losing. You go beyond you and me. You go beyond any separation. You even go beyond black and white, man, woman, life, death. You become part again. That is remembering. A white cloud has nowhere to go. It moves everywhere. All dimensions belong to it. All directions belong to it. Nothing is rejected. Everything is, exists in a total acceptivity. That is acceptance. You exist, accept things as they are. And again, that's another word for surrender, or for the deepest understanding. When there is no one there to ask, to fight, to do anything, then everything becomes like it always has been and is. There's no more struggle. Hence, I call my way of the white cloud. And so do I, for all white clouds can call the way of the white cloud. And may you all become beautiful white clouds. And leave the darkness and the thunder behind. Many people are new here now. Just take your time. If you need any time. You will learn maybe when you are here. I don't know. I see some people, they get transformed, they are very ripe, they get very quickly. And your whole life is transformed in one satsang, in one meeting. And some fools, they come and go for ages. And they even go shopping here and there for other gurus and masters. But there's not really any commitment, any oomph. Any dedication in them. And you will only find water if you dig at the same place. You can't start digging here, then you start digging there, then you start digging there. And there is no water. Then let's go to another country and dig there. Where's Federico? Where is Federico? You speak English? Yes. I can a little Italian also. So we will find out what is happening here. Because neither do I know, and neither do you know what is happening. But we have a great translator, Mukunda. Who maybe or maybe not understand. I think maybe not. Beloved Master Svaha, I'm writing you even if I know that today I meet you for the first time. Maybe after satsang, I will not be the same person who is writing to you. That is why I'm doing it now. Already you are not the same person. How do you feel now? Fine? Only fine?
Very fine.
It's a big difference from fine to very fine. Don't hold back, my dear Frederico. I feel so good here in Dharma Mountain. Me too. Something is lightening on my path. Something is lightening my pain. What pain? In your solar plexus? It's been a long time. Long time. Forever, no? It means so much to me to be here. I'm trying to do my best during the meditation. You don't try, you do. You don't try, stop trying. Just be total. Forget everything. Just go. Be mad. Yeah? Because you hold yourself back like everybody does. So when you are here, try to be as total as possible. Forget yourself, all your ideas. Because that will hold you back. Allow yourself to let go. Whatever your mind says, this is totally crazy. Oh, I don't like this. Oh, I get nausea. Oh, I can't take it. No, don't listen to it. Listen to me now. No, you've been waiting to come here. You are very happy. Listening to me and trusting what you feel. I feel so good here. And you start feeling more light. Then go for that then. Forget the past. A few months ago, I had a dream in which you talked to me and took away a really bad thing from me. Yeah, why should you go around with bad things? I take away only bad things. Because why? You don't... You are so stupid that you are carrying with bad things. Then I have to come and take the bad things. Then first, it's my bad thing. No. Then I will have to tell you, you don't need these bad things. But I had it for so long. No, you listen now. I give you a chance. I will take it and throw it away. Then you start living without the bad things. And then you say, oh, yeah, maybe. Thank you. So be ready to lose all the bad things. It's a new beginning now. Don't hold on to the past. Things can go very quickly. And what very bad thing did I take that time when I came to you in the dream?
Water.
A curse, no? Yes. And how is it to be free of that curse? How is it?
Very good.
Yeah, say that again. How does it feel to be, you had a curse, no? Many people have curse. How is it to be relieved of that, to be free of it? How do you feel then? How do your body feel?
I can study now. I can't study with in my head. Yeah. I was too dark.
Yeah. Too much dark, yes.
Even to study.
Yes. No, I will make you into white cloud now. Don't have any resistance. That's what all I ask. Be open so I can take away all these bad things. No problem. I just like to know if that person I saw in the dream was really you. You know. You are even made the dream into reality, no? Thank you so much for having accepted me. I'm feeling a very lucky man. Yes. Either you can be a lucky man or you can be a miserable man, no? That is your choice. That is between a white cloud and a dark cloud. Always go the way of the lucky man, happy man. But remember, you are just starting, no? It's just starting. And already you feel so good, so you have to be very steady. You have to be committed to it. You have to be devoted to it. You have to be strong. So be total when you are here. The time is right. And the time is now also. You are here. I'm here. I'm available. But are you really available? Don't be in the way now. Just be open for anything. Federico, no? Not Federico. Federico. That's okay. Mamma mia. What do we do when the curse has left us? We celebrate.
All at once, out of the blue, when I was unprepared, I started seeing you. across the universe, singing my Osho songs, and love will lead us on. Everywhere we go, and love will lead us on. My heart tells me so, and love will lead us on, and on and on, and love will lead us on.
Let it go, just let it go.
Love will lead us on. Yeah, love will lead us on. My heart tell me so, tell me so.
Where's Anneke? How is it going? Good?
It's good here.
It's good? In which way it's good?
In everywhere.
Everywhere?
I looked for a thing that wasn't good, but I could find it.
Good. You looked very good, no? You should look very good, to be sure. Because the mind, it always looks for bad things, no? But no, just leave the mind. You know it's only good thing. And when there is only good thing, the mind cannot find anything bad. Then what does the mind say then? It becomes quiet.
Yeah.
It's almost speechless. What can I say? Nothing bad. You tell them, go back to Holland. The mind. You did, no? Go back to the past. I want to be here now. No problem. Very good. Deva Sanswaha. Within a few weeks, I lost everything. Many guilds are left with me. Husband gone, sons, family, house, my work as a therapist, my own practice, my mother, my sister, friends, car, even bicycle, etc., etc. No, you laugh about it. Huh?
It's love.
Huh?
No.
Yeah?
It's a lot.
It's a lot, yeah. But a lot of things. It's heavy to take all those things, no? No, it's gone now. How do you feel now? Don't think. How do you feel?
I don't have the word for it. So.
No. What? Try to find one word. How do you feel now?
Me.
Yeah, me.
No shit.
No Welcome, welcome. You see, now I want everybody to go through a little before they see me, no? Because now all the shit gone now.
Really?
Yeah! Then I sat on the couch for 8 months. I almost couldn't bear it anymore. And then in the YouTube films, you were holding me together. You were holding me together. And Eckhart Tolle. For you, I felt such a deep connection. And an inner drive to come was made successful. Now I'm here in this magnificent place where everything comes together. Yes. But you say a great loss, you say. You lost everything in a couple of weeks. Husband, sons, family, house, my work as a therapist, my own practice, mother, sister, friends, car, bicycle, etc., etc. But you forgot one thing. What is the most important? You said in your form, the most important is love, no? The most important is love. Where do you find love? Where do you find your own heart? Here. Is that lost?
No.
No.
It was almost lost.
Yes. But sometimes it's needed to lose everything to realize that you have your own heart. And that is what is with you. That is the most important. So, and all this was needed for you to come here. Otherwise, you can go on. Now it can be a totally new start, no? Sometimes we need shocks, no? You say a great loss, but all of this is unreal. So now it's gone by itself. Be happy. You know, some people, they struggle a lot. They want to be free, no? That fucking husband and all the problems and children and work. And how can I get free? How can I get rid of it? Existence took care. They left. What? But the mind is in shock, no? Because me, you feel then sad. You feel it as a big loss. Because you've been so identified. Now you start coming back to yourself. You're feeling you, your heart. And the most important is love. And this is the only place you can find it, is in yourself.
I found it by the waterfall.
Yes.
Very nice.
That's it. You find it by the waterfall. You can come whenever. When you are available, it comes. A few months ago, I wrote at the beach, enjoy. That is what I have to do. Enjoy. Yes. How do I have to move on? You are here. You don't need to think about that. Then again, you start planning for the future. You follow this heart. That might change everything. But no, it is a totally new beginning now. It's up to you now. It's like you start again. But you have yourself. That is the most important. So make some crazy new decisions.
I have.
Yes?
Yeah.
Like what?
No. No.
No
way.
No way.
No way.
Because then she will wait for you, that the past will wait for you.
Yeah.
You have to come back in you. And when she comes, you say, I don't know you.
Yeah, that's why I want a new name.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. That will help you.
Yeah.
But it will be many other things you will be challenged, you know that, but that will help you. I want my light to shine again so I can do my work really close to myself. I tried to do this in Holland, but it didn't work out. It's very difficult when you go through a transformation, and even more so now, when you are in the old. Because the old reminds you of the old. No, little children is easy to take. You take with? How old? How old is
five.
That? Five. Only one?
Yeah, the other sons are big.
They are big now. Yeah, that 5 year old, very good. Easy to move around that. We can come, I will help you, don't worry, you know. It's a new beginning now. You know also my people Dorje, no? And Madhu, no? Dorje and Madhu, you know? I can accept my loss, accept the loss of my husband, accept everything.
Yeah, it's getting better every day.
Every day. It's getting better every day, hey, hey. Yeah, it's no problem. So, yeah. So everything is fine then. It's getting better. But if you can accept now, why wait? Accept everything now. That is fine now.
Can I say something? I have physical pain a lot, my muscles cramp, and I think they want to hold on.
Yes.
No? I don't know what I want to say.
No, but don't worry about that. Just allow yourself to be more relaxed, more soft, more open. Come back in your heart. Because then the heart will transform all that by itself. Don't hold on, because the physical body, it comes from the past. No? All the pain, all the shocks, all the emotions, everything is sitting in there. No? That's why it's so important to get it out. Even if your understanding can understand, which you can, you see the change. You are free. But this sits in the emotional body, no? In the physical body.
Yeah?
So just be patient with yourself and help it to go.
That's nice to hear.
Yes. Just allow yourself. Don't fight anymore. Don't hold on. That's why I'm saying, you can accept everything, except why not accept everything? Let it melt, even if it's painful. Allow everything to melt away. Because there's only two ways. Either we can fight against a sick existence, or you can surrender, let go. Either way, things are like they are. So why fight? Meditate on it. So much can happen now. You just take this chance you have, you are here. Everything is possible. You just help yourself and allow yourself to take care of yourself now. You've been taking care of many other people. Now you start really take care of yourself. And sometimes that is the most difficult, to take care of yourself and ask for help. And Buddha said, only an enlightened one can help, and can really help. Because people who are on the same stage as you, they cannot help, they are the same. You have to have somebody who can help you rise. You have something higher, so you lift over yourself. Beloved Babaji, I want to share. I have been working in Dharma Mountain for 14 months. I love it and I like it very much. It has been so joyful. A lot of laughter, togetherness, and so much learning. But things started to change some months ago. I felt very alone, and with that came a lot of judging and responsibility. The work started to be heavy and serious, and all the joy was gone. A very strong mind started, and many thoughts all the time, day and night. Suddenly, I felt exhausted, and all I wanted was to rest. And I had to tell my friends that I need help, and that it was not so easy for me. I also have to be vulnerable and open. First, I felt like shrinking, but after some seconds only, I felt such a relief, a very nice experience. Aishani, that is totally normal, because you totally fell in love, you follow your heart, you wanted to be involved, your whole life changed. So you were riding a wave, and that's great. But now it's a different levels coming up in you. It's like I call the honeymoon, no? Everything is so great, everything is so beautiful. But then it goes deeper. It goes deeper also. So you have to incorporate that into your life. And I'm sure it's been very difficult for you to just allow yourself to be exhausted, to be tired, to ask for help. This is how it is with almost everybody. But I say everybody is so tired. We've been going on and on and on, and it's very easy to bring that energy when you first start working, even here with me in Dharma Mountain or in Brazil. And you will, many people have to have a breakdown, but it's a positive breakdown because it will make you more soft. So when I say you have to be 100%, you also have to learn to take care of yourself. 100% does not mean to push yourself. So in the beginning, everything was fine because you had so much energy, you were so happy, you were so joyful, so much laughter, togetherness, and so much learning. But now you have reached a different place in yourself. You have to mature. Because you cannot stay joyful, happy. It's very tiring. It's like a burst. You can have one song and dance, but then relax. But the peace, the calmness, the relaxation is always there. But to really settle into that, you have to become very real. And most of us, we have to first break down. You have to feel this all tiredness and feeling exhaustion, and that you cannot live up to your own expectations. Because it's not so much other people's expectations, it's the expectations you have about yourself that is pushing you, that you should be like this or that. So this is a very softening, humbling experience. But in my view, you're just becoming more human, no? And human beings are very fragile, they're very soft, they're very sensitive. You have to allow those qualities into you. So it's an art to work and be total, but also take care of yourself. And when you feel you're reaching that point, then stop, have a break. Otherwise, as soon as you go beyond that, your limit, then you are not functioning out of joy anymore. Then you become tired. And then also, you give that energy to other people. You can easily get irritated because you have gone beyond your limit. So you have to learn that balance. And a part of learning that is to break down and to ask for help, which is very humbling for the ego, because the ego always wants to do. Oh, I can do it, I can do it, I can do it. So when you understand that, it will be very easy. It's part of it. And like you say, it's a very nice experience, it's a relief. I do not see everything clear, but when I meditate, I always come into this belief that I'm not good enough. This we have been dealing a lot with, no? So just drop it. Because you are here, it means that you are good enough. Finish with that one. I wonder if I unconsciously trying to convince others and myself that is not true. That is the problem. And this is why you have to, you know, in that breakdown, then you start seeing this unconscious game that you've been playing with yourself, that everybody is playing. You're trying to convince others and yourself. You don't need to convince anybody. You don't need to convince anybody else that you're not good enough. Or yourself. You are. It's one of the most difficult things, which should be the easiest. I don't know where it went wrong, but somewhere. That you cannot just be yourself. It seems like everybody is trained to be somebody else. Something else. Then, of course, it will be always a tension then. You will always be not good enough because you're supposed to be something else that you are not. So my suggestion, why not just be yourself? Then what's the problem then? And who else can you be? And then you have to start functioning out of that. But you don't know who you are, so everything will be new then. That's why I say you have to find that balance. Everything maybe has to be reorganized. Things you were very efficient in before, maybe you are not so interested in that anymore. Maybe you have to change profession. Maybe you have to change place to live. That's why people are very afraid to be truthful, to really know themselves. Because everything might be changed. You will see that everything that you've been doing has been a training to be something that you are not. How can you be good enough then? That's how the whole society is. You should become like this and this. Nobody is teaching you just to be yourself. I need help to see more clearly why this happens repeatedly. When I look at it now in silence, I feel that it's my thoughts that exhaust me, not the work. Exactly. It's the thoughts that exhaust you, and the thoughts of all the things that you are not good enough, then you have to be better, and you have to push yourself. That will totally exhaust you. That's why people have burnouts. They're trying to prove themselves, but their heart is not really in it. Otherwise, what you are doing is no problem. But that you don't know yet. But you are touching it. You are definitely going the right way. And it will open up a totally different lifestyle, a way of living for you. Because you can do anything and it becomes so beautiful. The only thing, your mind is not so involved in it. You will enjoy the little things in the moment. And when you feel you have enough, then you will stop. And sometimes just 10-minute break is more than enough. But people, they want to push. People, they're sitting with the computers for 6 hours, 12 hours. If you just have a break, after 1 hour, relax 10 minutes, go for a walk, then you're much more effective in whatever you're doing. But this only can come from your own self, your inside. Everybody has to learn how to take care of themselves. You don't know. And everybody is different. Everybody is different. What they like, how much energy they have. Some people are more lethargic, somebody is very speedy. I cannot say to somebody speedy, just take a break. They will get restless. It's much better to work more. So this is only something that you have to trust yourself. But it comes in meditation, like you say. When I look at it now in silence, and that's the only way you can really know it, it comes in silence, in meditation. It comes from the inside, because it's your own self. It's just being more and more in tune with yourself, which is what is happening here. But you have many, many layers you have to fall through till you meet that silent, pure intelligence that you are. But it seems like a function, it functions best in teams. I function best in teams and not alone. I also feel it is something good in this. My big fat ego is in trouble. The control and being on guard does not work so good here. You should go any place where your ego is in trouble. That is what an intelligent person, a seeker, a sannyasin should do. Go anywhere where your ego is in trouble. Normally it's the other way. The ego escape. When you have the knack of it, when you're not so identified to yourself, then you seek trouble for the ego. That is what Gurdjieff called conscious suffering. And all the enlightened ones have said this is a totally different way because you're doing something conscious. You are testing yourself. And only when you do something conscious will you heal yourself, will you understand it. Otherwise, people can go on repeating the whole life. They never learn anything. They grow old, but they don't grow up. They say people are most stuck on 14 years old, the whole life. The fact that my body is so tired, and this maybe helps me to open up and let go. In this tiredness, I see more of this old monster in me that I really do not want to see, but is easy to see in others. It is awful, and worst of it is that I identify myself with this monster. I believe it's me. No, you did believe, not anymore. Because now you can talk about it. It shows that you're outside that. Maybe it will come and go, but now you will always remember. Don't get involved, see it, and laugh straight in his face. Don't have any manners. Just laugh straight in his face, ha ha ha, like that. That's what you have to do. Yeah? You have to reclaim yourself. And that's also so good that you are tired and breaks down, because then you are more open. It's like people, they need some big shocks an accident, a breakdown, a divorce, a sickness, and then, only then, they wake up. They become more humble, they are drawn back to themselves. There is also a panic coming up in me. I feel it's about letting go and trust. I feel a great lack of trust in my system. It feels like I need some protection, some hardness to be safe and to survive in the world. Yes. But now also you start seeing that. And this is what Babaji is talking about all the time, but people don't see it. They can even laugh, but they are sitting inside a tank. It's only when you see it yourself, then it starts melting, it starts evaporating. And you are seeing it. I feel a great lack of trust in my system. Because it's new, it's a new flower. In everybody's systems is much more protection. It's much more image. It's much more hardness. So this softness, this vulnerability, this let go, this trust, is something new. And that's why I can go on talking about the same thing again and again, like all the mystics have, because it's new. We are not trained in it. You have to retrain yourself. You have to, when I say get out of your own way, the mind cannot understand it, but now you can understand it. From here you can understand it. You have to get out of your own way. The old is always in the way. Trust the new. And it's almost impossible to do this alone. When all this is happening inside, a lot of thoughts come about going away and finding something else to do. Of course, because it's getting real. You are losing the old. You don't know what the new is. So the past, the ego, your thoughts, wants to hold to that. Again and again, it will come times when people want to run away. Many people, when they first come and they start getting, well, what the fuck am I doing? Oh, this is a matter. Why should I do this? I have much better things to do. I can go in the bars in London. I could be somebody. I can go surfing. Something very important for your growth. But to look at yourself, to go deeper, is very difficult. So this always, just recognize it, this part of the mind. It always wants to escape when it's in a place where it doesn't know what to do. It's very humbling to accept, I don't know what to do. And only then can you start living more from a place of trust. I have shared this with friends, and it feels very common when the ego is threatened. Yes. And that is the nice thing, to be in the Sangha and with fellow travelers. Because then they will remind you, yeah, I have gone through that also. Oh yeah, I have also touched that. It's very common. It's almost bound to happen. But if you run away, which only fools or not people who are really wants to wake up, then you stagnate or you fall back. Because it's very uncomfortable to see yourself. In fact, you have to have some distance to yourself to see yourself. If you are too involved, identified, which is the ego, you cannot see yourself. You have to create a separation. That separation is what I'm doing here. That is what meditation is all about. to make a separation from your ego to your consciousness. Then you can start study how you function, how tricky the mind, the ego is. When I share truthfully, I feel that there is some trust somewhere. Yes, that trust is somewhere. That's the good news. No, it is somewhere. In the beginning, it's nowhere. You don't know. No, you can feel it is somewhere. Then go there. It is like something in me knows that you are what you are saying, and that you are saying is the truth. And my heart wants to be with you. Every heart wants to be with me. But the egos, they don't want. It is bound to be like that. And that's why I say, trust your heart, listen to your heart. But in the beginning, you don't know your heart. You are not in touch with your heart. You only know the ego. And for the ego, it seems just like a bigger ego. But the heart knows. When Jesus says, come follow me. For the ego, it sounds like, why follow this guy? He's a bigger egoist than me. Come follow me. Only a heart can understand. You are touching something very beautiful. There is something in me that knows what you are saying is the truth. And my heart wants to be with you. Yes. And only your heart can be with me. Thank you. Thank you for being here and for allowing me to ask for help. You are most welcome, Ashani. And you are an innocent woman. You have that in you. You are in touch with your heart. So you will understand more and more now. Just allow the oil to melt and functioning out of this heart, which is already there, but you haven't really trusted it. Then that will show the way, and your whole life will transform. Living out of the heart or living out of the mind, you cannot speak the difference. It's too big. From the outside, you look the same, but from the inside, everything is transformed. Like Rumi says, gamble everything for love if you are a true human being. If not, leave this gathering. And that's what I say many times also. This is for human beings. Human beings have heart. Gamble everything for this love, if you are a true human being. If not, leave this gathering. Hari Om. And that's what the heart of the devotee, the disciple, is all about, to be open, receptive, to be able to ask for help. And then the master will protect. Knock and the door will open.
This is the age of the truth.